rescue op. Save the dinosaurs from an island that's about to explode. What could go wrong?
Episode we're discussing Minute 73 of Fallen Kingdom. Before we get to that, David, briefly heading over to Jurassic-Peter.com. Just got the artwork up here. I could not remember if we talked about Ken Wheatley on Jurassic-Pedia with his arrival earlier. We don't have too much of him left. He's not going to survive the night, so I just thought it'd be good to post up the article here and yeah, have a bit of a look back through his involvement before the film. During the film, and obviously not after the film.
So I did not write this article. I did write the costume guide for Ken Wheatley. And pretty much everything he wears is khaki military surplus clothing. BDUs, officer shirt, jungle boots, cadet cap, web belt, all military surplus.
I wonder if, because he's a mercenary, obviously you might spend some money on some more important items, but for the most part, you're sort of just buying what you need to get by.
I personally find his decision to wear sand beige to a tropical island questionable.
Yeah.
Maybe he wanted to stand out looking like an officer, even though he's not.
Yeah, some like small dick syndrome, some would call it.
Yep. Just,
yeah. Yeah. But yeah, quite a lengthy article here, so head over to Jurassic-Pedia for it or many more.
I saved these animals.
You betrayed a dying man for money.
Claire, I admire your idealism, but we both exploited these animals. At least I have the integrity to admit it.
No, I never, ever did
you
anything.
You authorized the creation
illegal.
Of the Indominus Rex. You exploited a living thing in a cage for money. How is that different, huh?
Dave, we're going to get a minute 73.
Sounds good.
All right, minute 73 opens with Owen and Mills looking at each other through the bars. Ends with Owen thinking about breaking Mills' arm. Ouch. As we end the last minute, Mills and Wheatley had appeared out of nowhere, and more of the evil plan was being discussed. As we continue into 73, Owen starts asking questions. So what? This is it. I mean, you're a smart guy. You could have started a foundation, cured cancer, but instead you want to sell endangered species. That seems to be the way a lot of these rich business people.
Mm-hmm.
Elon Musk, you could have solved a lot of diseases, but not, we want to put a Tesla into space. they're eccentric billionaires. Mills counters, I saved these animals, but they weren't his to save. So he's getting righteous here about saving the animals from extinction, but they weren't his. He stole them. And they weren't Lockwood's either, so I think we talked about all that during the start of the movie with the operation to get them off the island.
Mm-hmm.
All this stuff's been done illegally behind the US Congress's back. Claire pipes in, you betrayed a dying man for money. But he already had money. He betrayed Lockwood for more money. For more money and, well, seed money, as he put it, for continuing the Indoraptor program. Mills sort of gets Claire good here. Claire, I admire your idealism, but we both explored these animals. At least I have the integrity to admit it. Claire states she never did, but is cut off. You authorized the creation of the Indominus Rex. You exploited a living animal in a cage for money. How is that different? Well, really, the difference is the Indominus, even though it was a freak, it was still looked after, it was still fed, it was still cared for. Once these animals... health-wise.
I would argue that most of the dinosaurs on Isla Nublar probably were, in fact, well cared for. I would argue that they were probably well attended to, all their needs were always met. The Indominus, though, was a unique case because, while yes, they did try there was a lot of things that they were also that was also very wrongly done with it, in the isolation being one of them. I know they did try to give it a sibling, which she ate, but its needs were obviously not being met, which caused it to lash out with bad behavior. Anybody who owns a dog knows that if you neglect it, it's going to poop on the rug. You have to pay attention to an animal's needs if you want it to behave as you want it to. Anything like that, like especially like the Indoraptors, an intelligent species is going to seek out social, is going to seek out like social interaction. It's not going, its needs somewhere else were not being met. Something, they did something wrong with it that caused it to have this overly violent behavior that the other animals didn't have. And whether that's actually Claire's fault or not remains to be seen. She was park administrator, but at the same time, she can't be held responsible for every single thing that goes wrong at that park. She can't be personally held responsible for when the ice machine runs out of ice. I mean, there's somebody whose job this supposed to be is to check the ice machine. On the other hand, as park administrator, that is kind of her job to take the rap when big things do go wrong.
Yeah, and we discussed that.
The boss gets paid the big money because when things go wrong, the boss is supposed to take responsibility.
Mm. And I think at the time, too, in Jurassic World, she may have authorized the creation of it, but she had no idea what Wu was putting into it.
Exactly. That was another thing, is that that was kept from everybody except Wu, and I think Wheatley, but I'm not Wheatley, I'm sorry, Hoskins. But so that was like one of those things where Wu must have had it written in his contract where his genetic creations were his own trade secrets.
Yeah, and then he's been able to spin that, if that discussion with Masrani, instead of sort of taking the, well, not taking the blame, but owning up to what he'd done, what he put in the soup, so to speak, saying, well, you wanted the thing grown quickly, I had to do this to do that, so I could grow quickly, and all that sort of thing. But we mentioned it, or talked about at the start of the movie, why Claire isn't in jail after the Jurassic World incident. If you're not going to assign blame to her for that, then you can't really assign blame to her for the creation of the Indominus Rex as well in this instant. What we're seeing in the film here anyway. Then Mills moves to Owen and you, the man who proved that raptors could follow orders. You never thought about the applications of your research, how many millions a trained predator might be worth. No. Well, Woody is there working with the animals. If you're breaking in a horse and that, you're probably not really thinking, well, how much is this horse going to win if it wins the Kentucky Derby? Or it might be at the back of your mind, but that's horses and that's horse racing. You're training raptors, or trying to train raptors. Even with Hoskins in the ear, military applications probably not at the top of your list of thoughts anyway.
At the same time, I mean, he had to have suspicion of what the end goal was, because Hoskins was there just about every other week trying to push Owen to use the raptors in military application.
Well, and especially since Owen had come from, he had come from dolphin training in the Navy, hadn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That was why he was there, yeah. So maybe not military application as in sort of seek and destroy like Hoskins is talking about, but some other form of military service.
Well, I think what Owen actually trained the dolphins to do, I can't remember where this was said, but what he was training the dolphins to do was laying mines. They were training them to attach mines to ships. So yeah, there was definitely military application there.
And now all I can think is the penguins from Batman with bloody rockets strapped to their backs, waddling around the streets. Yeah, he should know better.
Mm-hmm.
Mills steps closer to the bars. You two are the parents of the new world, which is true, especially by the time of the end of this film. Their actions doom the entire Earth, the entire world as well, with what they tried to or wanted to do with Dominion. But quick as a flash, Arn reaches out and grabs Mills' hand, pulling it through the bars and to one side, almost breaking it. Wheatley pulls his pistol, telling Owen to let him go, and Claire comes forward, putting her arm on Mills' arm, telling Owen to let him go. But as the minute ends, Owen, sort of not flinching, just says, "I think I might break it. I think I'll break it." Which is, he's got him in a good handhold here, but still standing in the one spot, just reaching out with one arm. And yes, he's got some muscles on him, but being able to just grab this weakling of a businessman and put him in this torturous position.
And evidently, Mills never learned not to stick his arm in the tiger's cage.
Yeah. but I do love, and we're going to get to it next minute here, Claire sort of trying to calm Owen down to make him let go, and then she turns around and sort of does the actual damage to him next minute. But we'll talk all about that next week. So, Dave, that's been it for minute 73. How about we get heavy for the week?
Sounds good.
All right, lovely.